like those either. The sugar suits me well enough.
What about testing for sugar levels?
Back in those days, you had to do it in your wee. And as I wore glasses, that can be a bit of a, because you know you have to sort of bend out and position it in the stream, and your glasses fall down the end of your nose, and you're trying to hold your glasses up there. And it was a bit if it hit and miss, because you were given a selection of about four or five colours to choose, and quite often you'd think, is it that colour or is it that one, you know, and you wondered if you'd made the right call sometimes. But that's all the testing there was then. And then they introduced something years later, a similar thing, only it was blood, but you still had your strips and you still had to decide. And then, of course, recently they've brought in these little machines, which are wonderful because they give you the answer straight away. I think they've brought in a lot of wonderful things in, because you had to. I had a little. I think I saved to get the blood out of my finger. I saved an old needle off the end of one syringe, and I used that. I just used to stab my finger with it. But now you have this little thing that you press, and a little thing shoots out and does it for you.
What about diet? What training did you get when you were in hospital?
Well, actually, I was looking for the little diet sheet they gave me, and I can't find it. I must have lost it. But it was a card, and it was in three sections: green, black, and red. And you were absolutely forbidden to eat anything on the red one. You know, obvious things like biscuits and cakes and that. And the green one was like leafy vegetables and meat and that sort of thing. And the black one was you were the consultant used to allocate you so many units a day. I think mine was 10, and each unit was worth 10 grams of carbohydrate. So you could have one apple and two biscuits, and I think you could have five strawberries or something like that, you know, and about 1.5 Weetabixes. It was ever so precise. And you had to split it through the day, so many units per meal, and you had to stick to that, you know. I didn't see the, did I see the dietitian? I can't remember now. Straight away, there was a sweet little lady who used to be the dietitian. I think probably I saw her maybe in the hospital once, and I sort of asked, you know, how much out of the 10 I could go, and they said only one, you know, the most, you know, you had to be really strict. I believe it's a bit more kind of, you know, you're a bit more flexible.